Chapter 13. I am orphaned. John Pete promised to intervene on my behalf in higher places, and he was sure that this would succeed. It was my last hope. Autumn had come, and I suffered from the cold. Not only didn't I have the warm clothing needed for a German winter, but my body was used to Melbourne heat. It became clear that I would have to take a heated, furnished room in West Berlin. I found one in Granatenstraße, Reinickendorf, just across the border to Pankow and within easy reach of Albert and Hedy's place. Now, my financial problems really began. The money I had brought from Australia had run out, and the little I had earned through writing articles was almost gone. Where would I get the 50 Westmarks for rent every month? The gods must have wanted me to taste the cup of my misery to its dregs, for something always turned up. My father's application for a pension from the West German Restitution Office was granted, and he made me a present of the first payment of 400 marks. When that was gone, my mother came to see me on her way to Israel with the intention of persuading me to come with her and settle in Israel. I refused, of course. She left me 80 marks. Only once was I forced to exchange East marks, given to me by John Pete, in the West to pay the rent, and had a very guilty conscience for doing so. 30 years later, I discovered that when the GDR leadership wanted Western currency, it simply sent an official across the border to an exchange bureau with a case full of freshly printed GDR marks. In order to help me tide over the time of waiting, the Peets gave me a key to their flat and a warm coat. They invited me to come every day from 9 a.m. onwards. Hedy and Albert, too, gave me a key to their flat and invited me to come any time I wanted. They gave me 12 briquettes every 2 days, which I carried across the border in a shopping bag to heat the stove in my room. Hedy gave me 2 pullovers. Today, I marvel at this generosity, which then I simply took for granted. I spent much of that winter looking in vain for work and at the political scene in West Berlin. One of the issues discussed at the time was the return of 2,910 German prisoners of war still being held in the Soviet Union. Britain and the USA had sent the last of their POWs home by 1948. The Soviet Union declared, and the GDR repeated, that they had no POWs, but only war criminals who had been justly sentenced. I accepted the explanation and had no sympathy whatever, either for the men held there or for their wives and children, in whose name the West German government spoke. My experiences on the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of October 1954 confirmed these convictions.